Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, Jack.
All right.
You always do this thing where you're like, you're right.
Yeah, but that's just how I am. Let's
take my jumper.
Oh my gosh! Oh my god. You're so annoying.
Why are we here?
We are here to make a little thing called Be More Cleverer. And in the next 15, 20 mins or so, we are going to learn absolutely loads about a thing, because that's what we do every week. We go off and we learn loads about it and tell the other person. So, what happened last week? Can we spin it again?
No, you can't. I get entertainment again, so don't be a sore loser. Just pick something now. Go on. Bet you can't think of anything.
We've done films.
Yep.
Recently.
Mm-hmm.
Music. Music.
Go for it. Hit me. I know everything about music, so.
No. What do you know about the Rat Pack?
Ugh.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You lost
the colour from your cheeks, dear.
I do actually know only one thing, and that is that Frank Sinatra was part of it.
Okay.
But the rest, you'll find out next time.
It's not going to fill 15 minutes, is it, hon? So after last time, where I took us back to Antarctica, we decided that you were going to learn all about the Rat Pack. So how's that been?
The Rat Pack, the pack of the rats.
So you're into it then? Hang on, have you been learning about rats? You haven't got it wrong, have you? We didn't verify this, did we?
We got it. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Don't worry, fear not.
You've gone for actual Rat Pack.
I went for the actual Rat Pack, and actually quite close to my heart, Katie, because very recently I went to take my dear old ma... Mm-hmm. The old girl to go and see a musical about Frank Sinatra's life.
Shout out to Shirley.
So, yeah, it was kind of fresh in my mind. Well, certainly Frank Sinatra is fresh in my mind.
So, hang on, this wasn't cheating, was it?
No, because I wanted to further know more about Sinatra.
Okay, so you knew a little bit, like a lot of us do, and okay, good. So, you've been busy reading up, have you, dear?
I have.
Bit
yes.
of listening?
So, the context there is that Frank Sinatra, of course, was one of the members of the Rat Pack.
Yes.
So, with that as a starting point, Katie,
mm-hmm.
I went and spoke to one of the biggest experts that you could find on the Rat Pack.
Did you actually?
Uh-huh. Any ideas? Excited about this?
Yeah, I actually am. So...
So?
So who did you talk to?
I talked to...
I mean, you've been very bold about your experts that you know, so I'm expecting big things here.
I talked to... Wait for it. I've just thought you might be the best person to ask about who they are. Kind of give me the basic facts about the Rat Pack. Are you up for the challenge?
Well, I'll tell you what I know.
Absolutely classic. Of course you got Shirley involved.
She's excited, okay.
Okay, well, I mean, you've told me things... You did tell me before that she did know a fair bit about the Rat Pack. So, okay.
I thought it'd be good to, first of all, just get like... I told my mum about the podcast.
Right. What was her feedback? What did she say?
She hasn't listened to it yet. Doesn't know how to get onto iTunes.
Okay, good to know.
So, you know, what, we're like five in? Still not listened to it. Not listened to it at all. But I thought she got the idea. She, like, gave me a starting bit of knowledge.
Okay.
A super group of the 50s.
Is that how you describe them in, like, one sentence?
Yes, they were just a supergroup of the 50s, that's what I'd say. That's how I'd sum them up.
Okay.
Not a fact, but...
they were the supergroup of the 50s, so, like, really good people all got together, made a bit of a band. Okay.
So, supergroup of the 1950s and 60s. Wonderful. But crucially, Katie, what's your immediate next thought?
Who was in the band?
Band? Get over yourself. Not a band. Collective. Like, okay, collective, hun. Anyway, correct. Who were...
We didn't actually plan that.
Who were the Rat Pack? Remember, my mum is an expert.
It was Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, and... I can't think of his name. Sammy Davis Jr. My mind just went blank then.
It's like watching the Discovery Channel. What was the music version of that? I can't even remember.
MTV.
They're like a special music.
VH1.
VH1.
BBC4. So, great. Cool.
Wow. I mean, I think I knew that, actually.
Well, I mean, what's wonderful about that is that also not the only members of the Rat Pack.
I was going to say, were there not more?
Hold on.
There's also another one as well, sorry, but he didn't sing, but he was an actor, and his name was Peter Lawford, and he was part of them as well. He was one of the Rat Pack, but he didn't sing, he was an actor.
So she couldn't remember Sammy Davis Jr., but she can remember Peter Lawford. Okay, good. But I think I'm actually through that. I will now remember who the extra Rat Pack person was. Is that all of them?
But also...
Oh, God. Shirley, come on. She's better than this. I know who she is.
She crucially forgot the final member. There were five.
Just five?
There were five of them, okay? So the Rat Pack were a group of actors and musicians, as my mum said. Dean Martin, you'll remember from the song in Pizza Hut. That's Amore.
Oh, come on.
Frank Sinatra, New York, New York, of course.
Or loads.
Yeah, obviously loads, but you know, I'm giving you headlines, honey.
Okay,
Sammy Davis Jr., Peter Lawford, and Joey Bishop.
Joey
was our final member. Peter and Joey were actors, so only Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, and Sammy Davis Jr. were the musicians.
Okay.
But also, little fact for you, it was almost like a business. They called themselves The Summit.
Okay. So it was like a cash thing. It was money
it
to
was
be made.
Like, I thought it was really casual, but actually it ran like a business. Early formations of the group included... Mm-hmm. Judy Garland, you'll remember her from...
What?
Yep.
The one you said a few weeks ago was off of Wizard of Oz, which is technically true. But...
Yep, so...
Okay, whatever.
Suck it.
I don't pretend you didn't say that. Let's move on.
Judy Garland was the vice president. They had a vice president.
What? I'm so... My mind's blown by this.
Lauren Bacall, who was an actress, she
yes.
was the den mother. Much like a drag mother,
what?
She was in charge of them all.
Not like a drag mother.
Same. Sid Luft, if you know him, he was the cage master. Humphrey Bogart, of course, a very famous actor.
Bogart.
That's what I just said.
Bogart.
Humphrey Bogart. He was
he
in
did.
Charge of PR.
Okay. Oh, I mean, I'm surprised there wasn't a few involved in PR. Sounds like there was a lot of that involved.
Then people like Katharine Hepburn, Spencer Tracy, Cary Grant.
What?
All
I
in
don't
there.
Understand this.
They were all kind of like, they flitted around, but...
So all these massive stars, like huge, and celebrities were like even... These people were even bigger names then than
they were like
our biggest celebrities now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They were like a Hollywood kind of collective.
Okay, but I mean, surely these people weren't actually doing PR.
I mean, it's a complicated game, Katie.
I'm so...
But
okay.
Basically, the others were on their way up at this time, and obviously people like Judy Garland and Katharine Hepburn, huge, huge stars at the time, helped build these new... Their friends, I guess, the people in their social circle, pushed them up into the ranks of celebrity.
Wow. I guess, Judy Garland was established before Frank Sinatra and co, I guess.
Yep, correct. She was one of the Hollywood...
Because that was like the 30s, wasn't it, that she was in?
Exactly.
Wizard of Oz.
So she was kind of... She was resting on the laurels of her success. So anyway, I thought after that disaster, I'd still trust my mum and ask her another question about the Rat Pack, even if she got the others kind of wrong.
Okay. Come on, Shirley.
Do you know why they were called the Rat Pack?
Now, Lauren Bacall, there was something to do with Lauren Bacall and Humphrey Bogart.
Okay.
They were all friends.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd all gone out one night and they must have come in and they'd been drinking or something. And she looked at them and said, "Oh, you look like a bunch of rats."
Is that true?
After her questionable knowledge first time around, I checked that, and that is true.
So she came into her own midway through the game.
Yeah,
she
did.
Your mum, not Lauren.
Not Lauren McCall. Yeah, so I was like, okay, let's be honest. Yeah, she did. They'd all come out on a night out. They loved a night out.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like,
Wow, you guys look like a pack of rats.
I was going to ask you to try and recreate it, but I didn't even need to.
I think that was it. That's how Lauren
said it. Okay, so that's good knowledge. So Lauren Buckle, she coined the...
She coined the phrase.
The term. So, okay, good knowledge. That is a good fact.
So, and also, Katie, the Rat Pack, infamous. It's quite controversial. They were known for being womanizers.
I was going to say, were they like the lads of their
day?
They
were the complete lads. They were like...
The Geordie Shore.
The Geordie Shore.
Were they?
Of American golden era of cinema and music.
In the 50s.
In the 50s.
Wow.
And also, there's rumours that Frank Sinatra was part of the Mafia.
Apparently, Frank Sinatra had associations with the Mafia, but it was never really proved. But there was a lot of talk about it at the time.
Do you believe it?
I think so, yeah, probably.
You heard it here first, guys. Shirley thinks they could be. Shirley thinks Sinatra could have been in the Mafia. That's recorded now. Exclusive.
Who was the Harry Styles of the group?
I would say Dean Martin.
Why?
I don't know. He was nice looking of the three, I would say.
Girl's a bit flustered, isn't she?
She really likes Dean, doesn't she?
She's get over Dean.
Dean.
So she's... And I like when I asked her why. Well, I don't know.
I don't know. She's all...
Stop asking me things.
Got all flustered. Oh, fair play, though.
So that was my mum giving her expert opinion.
Well, it wasn't even just opinion, it was facts.
Oh,
she
had
facts. The information. It wasn't
there
just...
There you go.
But a bit of her opinion, she got a bit too much for her towards the end there, talking about old Dean.
But when was the last time they were together, eh, Katie?
I'm guessing it was quite a while ago.
They reunited Sinatra, Martin and Davis, so the music side of the group, so the musicians of the group, reunited for a short tour in 1987... It's 1989. That was their final reunion before Sammy Davis Jr. was diagnosed with cancer and he died in 1990. Kept going until the end.
Fair play. So when was that, the last?
So that was 1989. They sold out a...
Much more recently than I expected, actually.
Yeah. They sold out a 14,000 capacity venue. Hey, Katie.
Yes?
I thought I'd mix it up this time.
Okay, how's that?
I thought I'd just give you... Quick fire trivia.
How quick are we talking?
Well, I reckon, give me a limit.
Intriguing.
How much do you want to know in what time?
I don't know. I'm going to say 30 seconds.
Okay.
30 seconds, you keen?
Yeah, I'm keen.
Okay.
Holler at me when the time starts.
Go.
Sammy Davis Jr. was the shortest member of the Rat Pack, coming in at 5'3".
5'3", good.
They used to hold their infamous meetings, the Summit, in the Sands Hotel, which destroyed in the 90s in favour of moving. Las Vegas was a family entertainment destination.
Good time.
Oh, my God. Frank Sinatra set up a label called Reprise Records. All five members only appeared in two films together, Ocean's 11 and Sergeant's 3. Ms. Frank Sinatra was the oldest member of the group. Sammy Davis Jr. only had one eye. Shirley MacLaine is often thought of as an honorary member.
Stop!
Frank Sinatra...
No! Stop. Hold your horses. Got a bit excited there, didn't you, dear?
I did.
Wow, you really. It's kind of like when your mum started talking about Dean Martin, got all a little bit flustered. That was great. That's a Shirley MacLaine. What?
Shirley MacLaine is often thought of as an honorary member.
I kind of want to know more about that. I have to Google
That's
it.
Quick fire. And
Frank Sinatra was the oldest. Good movies. Good.
And Sammy Davis Jr. only had one eye.
That was a curveball. Could you tell I was not expecting that. Oh, poor Sammy Davis Jr.
I wasn't expecting that.
Loads of info there.
There you go, Katie. Quick fire. What do you make of that? Happy
I
with it?
Loved that.
Do you feel like you took a lot in?
I actually did. I was looking at the timer and I was like, okay, right, hang on, one eye, right, 5'3". Yeah, bam, bam. Frank Sinatra, oldest, done. See? Took loads in.
You took loads in. Yes.
Loved
I might do that again. Watch this space.
Stay tuned. That was good. Well done. Is that Rat Pack Radio done?
One more thing. I thought on the kind of theme of Sinatra, Dean Martin and Sammy Davis Jr., I've spoken a lot about them, but do you know who is who? I thought we'd kind of play Guess the Voice.
Oh, God.
Guess the Voice, and you need to tell me which one of these you think it is. So there's a little short, very, very short sound clip of them. Okay. You need to let me know which
Singing.
One you think it is. No.
Talking.
Talking, because you might know the songs. And also, we probably don't have a license to play songs.
That's true.
Ready for number one?
Ready.
Nobody invites me. I'm serious. I'm quite serious.
I mean, I have no idea. That sounds like when you do your American accent, kind of.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Is that what it is? It's you. It's not Sammy Davies. It's Jack Davies.
Good.
Well done, me. I just thought about it on the spot. Sammy Davies Jr.
No! Next.
Who was it? Can I not know?
No.
Oh.
I mean, what else is there to say about me? I love to sing and I love women.
Oh, loves the ladies. I'm going to say Sammy Davis Jr.
And the final one?
Oh, hang on. Okay, can I not decide at the end?
He said, son, the day you stop being nervous before you face an audience, get out of the business.
I mean, they all sound quite similar, don't they?
Exactly the same. Frank Sinatra.
No, that was Sammy Davis Jr.
Oh my God, I got it so wrong. What an idiot.
Number two was Dean Martin and number one was Frank Sinatra.
Oh, there you go.
And there you go, Katie. That is your Rat Pack pack of information. Quite good.
Look how happy you are with yourself. I guess we need to think about next time now, don't we?
We do. Looks like it's my turn to spin.
Oh.
Are you ready? You hate it when I spin.
I really do, because I actually love going off and learning about it, but I always feel like, oh no, this time he's going to do something really mean.
I mean, it's fate. I can't decide what happens. This wheel decides, not me.
Okay, go on.
Come on. Suspicious.
Go on, Gia.
Spinning!
Oh, that sounded fantastic.
What a spin. So it is nature and technology.
Nature and technology, right.
I've got something, I think.
Already?
As we've been recording these, I've been starting to get in my head like an idea of if something came up, what could I do? And now I think I've got something for nature and technology.
So overprepared.
Well, you know.
Okay, right.
Some of us have to be hun.
okay, what have you got? Go on, what am I learning about?
The internet!
What do you mean?
The internet. You have to tell me everything you know about the internet. And I know it's a big place.
Even more vast than Antarctica, apparently.
Yep. So I just want kind of the key things. I want to know the history of the internet.
I mean, that's not one key thing. That's still quite big. But okay, I'll take that on board.
Okay. I getcha. I just want to know about the history of the internet.
Okay, good. Still pretty big. You just want to know the history of the internet. Nothing about like now?
Okay, the history of the internet up until now.
Yeah, we've got to clear what you want to know about, do you? Oh, God. I mean, this is making me feel like whatever I bring back to you next time, you're just not going to be pleased.
It's like I thought that was what I wanted you to do. I like how it's becoming a competition.
Well, if it was, I would win. Didn't you hear last week?
Just get out of my sight. I learn about the internet. Go email yourself away.
I'm going to go learn all about Outlook.
AOL.
AOL. I might set myself up a MySpace account.
Oh, see, things like that we can just discover.
Can't wait. It's going to be a good one. I can tell already.
Ta-ra.
Do you do it?
No, because you always do it.
It's like I'm better at it
no,
than
you. No, because it's getting annoying that you're doing all the time. Stop parking all the space. Have you got something that you want to know lots and lots and lots about? Fear not, you can get in contact with us at BeMoreCleverer on Twitter or BeMoreCleverer@gmail.com if you'd like to send an electronic mail.
Kind of sounded like, have you got an accident that wasn't your fault?
Yeah, that's what it sounded like. Leave back off.
Also, can I chime in here?
Yeah.
I'm going to anyway. If you actually, it's a long shot, I know, but if there's a bit of information that you hear in this podcast or in another edition, and you use it in, oh my God, in a social situation, that's just, I mean, it would make our hearts melt with joy. So do tell us, because we really want to know, on Twitter, as Jack says, @BeMoreCleverer or BeMoreCleverer@gmail.com. We want to know about it.
And subscribe. Subscribe to this podcast.
Subscribe.
Subscribe on iTunes. Listen to it all on Audio Boom.
That's weird.
That's weird, yeah.
Geven maakt gelukkig. Daarom vind je bij Dio heel veel inspiratie voor de mooiste en voordeligste cadeaus voor de feestdagen. Dio, je beste zelf.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.